Through the miracle of digitoid archaeology and zytotrophic frivolity, we take you now to the Bat Cave, where Count Richard Cheney holds court with his evil minions in the first authentic episode of Huckleberry Bush.
Cheney likes it like this. Hey, don't be scared. He likes you, John. Hell, he always likes Republican attorney generals.
Maybe, by gobs, but I always feel like I need a transfusion after I talk to him. George, he even scares Rumsfeld, and he works for him, by gobs.
Careful, John. He's got really keen hearing. Count Cheney? Count Cheney? Dick? You round here?
What is it now, George? I'm up here.
By gobs. Dick, what you doing up there?
He sleeps like that.
By gobs.
It's good for my back. Where's Donald?
He said he'd be here, Count Cheney. He said to tell you he's loyal to you.
He did. I heard him.
Shut up, Ashcroft. Go stand over there by the coffin. Oh, and don't touch the computer. I'm playing chess with William Casey's brain over at CIA.
Ain't he dead?
John, shh. We ain't supposed to question Count Cheney. Especially about dead stuff.
I suppose you've come to ask about my war plans. Are the troops ready?
Oh, yeah. We got us a real intergalactic coalition, Dick. There's 300,000 of our kids, 11,000 Limeys, 2,000 Krauts. We got some WAP planes, 82 Africans. I don't know where they all from.
All over Africa, Dick. By gobs.
Yeah, and a couple other guys. I think one of them's a junkie, but Rumsfeld says he's okay. Oh, yeah, and we got a Muslim, too, a real one. His name's Ali bin some damn thing or other.
Excellent, George. You've done adequately.
Thank you, sir.
By gobs, I still don't know why we don't just nuke them, and that's my ruling.
Because if we did, we wouldn't be able to take out all the oil for around 25,000 years. We're saving our nukes for North Korea as an example.
Sure, Rumsfeld says it's okay to bomb North Korea on account of they ain't got nothing anybody wants anyway.
Besides, if we bomb North Korea, the fallout will drift across the Bering Sea to Alaska, poisoning all those damned whales and caribou that the environmentalists are always whining about.
Count Cheney, you're some kind of cynical old, whatever you are.
Tree huggers. All ought to be took out and hung, by gobs, and that's my ruling.
That's for our second term, John. Be patient. Now, where's Rumsfeld?
I'll try and get him on my cell phone here. Hey, how you doing? This here's your president. No, I ain't kidding. Where's Rumsfeld at? I am too, the president. You know, compatriot, conservative, axle of evil, homeland security Bush. Hey, listen up, creep. This is the president, and I'm in the Bat Cave. Yes, with V. POTUS. Count Cheney's right here. You want to talk to him? I didn't think you did. Now get me Rumsfeld. He done what? Oh, hell, he ain't never going to get here.
What is it?
He and Tommy Franks left the Pentagon 2 hours ago.
It's only a 5-minute walk.
They's coming in a Bradley fighting vehicle.
Drat. Drat it. They'll never get here.
No, Master. Master, I'm here. I'm loyal to you, Master.
Where's General Franks?
Waiting for AAA, Master. The Bradley almost made it, sir. We're almost ready, Master. Soon blood shall flow. Rich young blood with glowing red eyes, like yours, Master.
Now, Rumsfeld.
He's all right. Ain't he done? See? By gobs.
Soon, Rumsfeld, soon. when I receive word from my master, we shall unleash the power of our mighty host and smite this miserable Saddam.
What's the deal with him again?
Well, he gets to keep the treasury and all the girlfriends, and he gets the villa in Puerto Vallarta. We get to wipe out the Republican Guard, install our own Muslim government, and Saddam gets his own talk show. Most of all, we, through Halliburton, get the oil and an instant ally for Israel.
And how come we like Israel?
We owe Sharon money. Always like people you owe money to, George. When the tables are turned, jump them in the night.
Yeah, I know. Drain them of their blood. Hey, who is your master anyway? Some prince of evil?
No, Karl Rove. Why?
Just wondering. Hey, how you gonna signal us to start this here war?
Yes, master. How? I'm loyal to you.
Now, Rumsfeld.
Well, Count Cheney.
Listen carefully. Soon, we can't be certain exactly when, my operatives are going to fill a 757 with sheep, goats, pigs, and lizards dressed as Islamic pilgrims, fly it over Baghdad until they shoot it down. When the Iraqis do shoot it down, we'll carpet bomb a few factories, wipe out a few divisions of his guard, and give Saddam a chance to set up his escape. When he's safely away, we finish off his military and install our new government.
Where are we going to get a new government for him? One we're going to be able to control.
The Raelians. Any other questions?
Well, I'm ready. We're going to round up everybody to the left of John Warner, by gobs, jail them in all them military bases we closed, then we'll hang most of them. We learned a lot from them Taliban fellas, and that's my ruling.
Excellent. I will contact you all very, very soon. Would anyone care for a snack?
I will, master.
Damn. Did that used to be Charlie Wrangle? No thanks. Y'all got any chips?
I have some Ted Kennedy.
No thanks. I got to drive.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush will return as circumstances warrant. All featured celebrity guests are fictional characters impersonated by non-existent computer-generated talking lobsters.